This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can just listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit, or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Now, what we're going to speak about tonight, we were going to have a guest, but she wasn't quite ready. So hopefully tomorrow evening or Friday evening, we'll be able to have Marilyn be our guest. But this information comes in part from Richard Lighthouse, who was a friend and also a target, and who has gone through a lot of hell. And it's titled Black Ops. I believe that large corporations are using space as their own private playground, much in the same way as the submarine fleet and the Russian submarine fleet used to play tag in the oceans off our coasts. They are operating above the law as they experiment with potentially deadly weaponry. They are operating above and beyond the knowledge of the President of the United States. You can listen as massive projects that cost the American taxpayer billions of dollars are canceled. Where does the funding go? It goes to special access programs, or SAPs. One of them is MKUltra. And as you know, the name was canceled in 1973. But the project, which takes many forms that no one can see, still exists. Now, this funding just seems to disappear into the next illegal, immoral, and contemptuous program against innocent citizens of the United States. Now, the Space Force, the U.S. defense officials want $304 million towards space-based weaponry. Defense officials have asked for $304 million to fund research into directed energy weapons or DEWs, including but not limited to space-based lasers, particle beams, and other space-based weaponry in the 2020 budget. This is a report that came from Defense One. The officials want to test a neutral particle beam in orbit by fiscal year 2023 as a means of next-generation missile defense against adversarial countries like China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran, according to the report. Now, the country Iran comes up continually as of late. It seems as though Iran must be drawing attention for a reason. So, I will translate that into the fact that Iran is planning something, along with its major supplier, Russia. Now, in this article, according to the report, the article only addresses $15 million of that budget. Listen to me, only $15 million. Now, this leaves a gap for what the other $289 million is used for. Used for what? NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden revealed under high levels of national security there was a black budget of $52.6 billion. One may wonder how much more that than that the cost has risen and how much is allocated to space-based weaponry off the books, on the books. I'd say off the books, black budget. Now, again, according to Defense One, the Pentagon is undertaking two studies. The first being $15 million exploration of whether satellites outfitted with lasers might be able to disable enemy missiles coming off the launch pad. Now, defense officials have said previously that these lasers would need to be in the megawatt class. They expect to finish the study within 6 months. Now, as we all know, February 2019, MIT came out with a study that actually used lasers to transmit voices. So this means that the V2K that you are hearing could be transmitted to you by laser. It's a hypothesis. I'm not saying that it is, but if MIT just published this information, chances are they have been using it for quite some time. The Pentagon first tested the concept of a neutral particle beam in the 1980s. And this was part of a program self-titled Neutral Particle Beam, or NPB. According to a 1990 report, that military scientists sent to lawmakers, scientists in black projects explore the possibility of a space-based weapon that could kill missiles and reentry vehicles in the boost, post-boost, and mid-course portion of an ICBM trajectory, as well as discriminated objects during the mid-course phase. In 1989, July, the program put a neutral particle beam into orbit as part of a project called the Beam Experiment. And I'm sure the Beam Experiment is still up there with many brothers and sisters. Now, this went up aboard a rocket, which is seen as a major success for the NPB program. Now, naturally, if we throw up a baseball, the Soviets have to throw up a baseball as well. So, on the other side of the hemisphere, the Soviets had worked for years on ground-based directed energy weapons, mainly lasers, high-powered microwave masers, and exotic particle beam weapons. Evidence exists that the USSR tested these weapons, both anti-satellite and ABM, anti-ballistic missile capable. The Russians are suspected of having a particle beam weapon installed, allegedly located in Semiplatznik, Kalkistan. Now, in 2017, shortly before Trump's inauguration, a U.S. Air Force commander proclaimed space weapons can now be used against ISIS. Okay, I've got another little area to discuss here. Who is ISIS? Well, I've come to the conclusion that ISIS is anyone in the Middle East that they want to tag as being problematic. You ever see ISIS? Well, once in a while, you see a large group of Toyotas that they just bought, or the CIA just bought. But one thing is quite clear. ISIS doesn't exist, and ISIS does exist. It's a name tag. If somebody can prove me different, I wish they would call in, because it seems to be the bad kid on the block. It's the name of ISIS. So, if we want to be more agile than the reality is, we are going to have to push decision authority down to some lower levels in certain areas. The big question that we've got to wrestle with is the authorities to operate in cyber space? General David Goldfein, the Air Force Chief of Staff, told us today. Although General Goldfein did not go into detail, citing that the material is classified, there is enough data out on the internet to speculate that weapons could be used against the Islamic State. This preceded an announcement by U.S. President Donald Trump about creating a space force after Congress had discussed the creation of a new branch of the military. Now, then President Jimmy Carter actually canceled a space program, directly contradicting President Ronald Reagan's hope of developing what he called at the time the Star Wars program. Now, in 2017, there was written a lengthy expose by a since-deceased military whistleblower in regard to a secret space program existing and having run several experiments that were always canceled over the years, but received immense funding. So here we go again with the government creating projects, allocating funds to these projects, then canceling the projects. What happens to the money? Here we go. The remaining funds went to Black Project SAPs, or Special Access Programs, in parentheses, MK Ultra, for lack of today's explanation of what it is. Is it silent sound? Is it the silent sound spectrum? We have a corporation called Silent Sound Incorporated who has been manufacturing, we'll call them devices, I guess, for quite some time. So these devices are purchased and sent where? Do we have them all? Did they find their way into the public? Are they only on satellites? Well, looks to me as though they have been mounted on satellites, since everything about this project is devoted to space. Now, what better way to influence a foreign power than mind control the public? Mind control the administration who was running that country. Perhaps even mind control the president or premier who was running the country. But most definitely, they are using mind control because, as I have said before, in Iraq, they controlled 22% of the population, not including the active denial system that they used to take down the Iraqi army. Right or wrong, the Iraqis were very religious. And when they heard the words of Allah coming through to their heads, they thought they must be fighting the wrong enemy or the wrong people, or that they were not enemies. Okay, then. Meanwhile, Congress voted under the defense authorization. This was a 2018 bill on forming a new sixth branch of the military called the Space Corps. Now, this would take over the Air Force Space Command operations and likely Naval Space Operations, or Naval Space Command. So there are a number of different ways this can go. Okay, we are going to commercial, folks. Time to pay a few bills.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening from the Republic Broadcasting Network in Tigard, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen, and I will be your host. In case you've just tuned in, we've been talking about the deep state government and how they spend our money and where it goes when they don't spend it. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at TigardedMassachusetts.org in the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at TigardedMassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Okay. You can call in RBN and offer a comment or a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Now, as I said, we have been speaking of the deep state and how they have been spending $86 billion, which doesn't even show on the books. Those are the black ops. That was revealed by Edward Snowden. Now, in 2015, just to go back a little bit, the New York Times reported that space would be the next war zone, warning about the implications of weaponizing space in an opinion piece literally entitled Preventing a Space War. And this is, as I earlier mentioned, not unlike the submarine antics that have been going on since the first submarines. So you have to imagine what can happen in a space war. Well, you're not going to have any internet, because the first thing that the enemy is going to take out are comm satellites or communication satellites. They're going to take out locating satellites. They're going to take out military satellites. So, you know, I could personally really dig on a space war right now, because it would take down the bloody satellites that are targeting us right now. So, you know, we'll see some debris fall down. Well, that's probably about it. But we would be rid of the satellites that are plaguing us. But it's worth noticing that space-based weaponry is nothing new. Believe it or not, history, or the history of space-based weapons, goes back to 1959. Now, the Air Force back then expressed an interest in space weapons and considered a plan. Project A-119, according to a declassified report by the Air Force Nuclear Weapons Center from June 1959. The report shows they wanted to investigate the capability of weapons in space. Well, those weapons, I guess, were actually realized, because an ICBM goes up into space and comes back down, releasing its nuclear warheads. Now, the bombs of today are nothing like the bombs that were dropped on Japan. The figure used to be 10 warheads per ICBM. But as my understanding, one of these warheads is the size of a basketball. So anybody coming out of Walmart with a basketball is going to be subject to scrutiny. And in all seriousness, these nuclear devices are tiny compared to what they used to be. So let's first look at Project Horizon. Now, this was supposedly just a drawn-up plan in the 60s. Project. In a long list of projects that were canceled, but nobody knows where the money went. Now, that seemingly depicts the blueprints for a secret space program, including a base on the moon. This is in the 60s. I really can't see that. It's worth noticing that in 2017, a year prior... Okay, folks, we're going to a three-minute commercial. See you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Of
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Good evening, from Targeted, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen, in case you've just tuned in. We are exploring the deep state and the many projects that are developed that are canceled, and there's no explanation as to where the money went, except for into projects like MK Ultra. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, you can type newsletter, or even better, visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit, or you can call me personally in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Now, you can call in and make a comment, ask a question at 800-313-9443, or listen at 605-313-0163. And Richard Lighthouse, which is well known in the in the community is responsible for my interests in this topic. He's brought to light much information about satellites, much information about science, many videos, books about both. To get back to where we were, it's worth noting that in 2017, a year prior, before announcing the Space Force, the U.S. and Russia agreed to build a moon base together. This is from the activist post. I can't see that happening. Not at all. NASA and the Russian space agency Roscosmos announced of the moon and deep space. Both agencies signed a joint statement on the collaboration effort. It all stems from NASA's Deep Space Gateway concept. Now, this was a mission architecture designed to send astronauts into lunar orbit by 2020. The statement sets a mid-2020s goal for beginning the project. Now, I can't see that happening either, looking at current conditions. Although the United States astronauts and the Russian cosmonauts get along famously. Now, what does that tell you? It tells me that the Russian people are no different than we are. They're waiting to see what their government is doing. A friend of mine sent his daughter over there on an exchange student program. And she said that the Russian people were wonderful. Wonderful to her. Always a smile. Never with an open mouth, but always a smile. Okay, to get back to the Deep Space Gateway, this plan challenges our current capabilities in human spaceflight and will benefit from engagement by multiple countries and U.S. industry. This is coming from NASA. Now, unlike Project Horizon, the recently proposed plan is an orbital station that will orbit the moon as opposed to a stationary base on the moon's surface. Now, I can understand that because if things get too hot, they can split. That's just my opinion. Instead, the current plan resembles another previous proposal called the MOL. Or Manned Orbiting Laboratory, which was suggested during the Cold War, which means it probably never will happen either. Okay, we have a caller, Robert from California. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How you doing tonight, Robert?
Well, I'm actually kind of pins and needles this afternoon. I've been looking at the Oroville Dam lately. Have you noticed what we're going through with that lately? I know it's not quite along the lines of your subject matter right now, but, you know,
That's fine.
Possibly being affected by it lately.
Can you tell me exactly how? Is it the magnetic field coming from the dam?
No, nothing like that. We're actually looking at, we're less than 8 feet from the top of the dam right now, and we've got about 13,000 gallons per minute coming in to the Oroville Reservoir, and we've got about 6,800 gallons per minute going out. And the spillway has been experiencing some pretty severe problems. And if that dam goes, we're looking at a big loss of a lot of plantable ground here in California. We're talking about approximately one-third of the nation's growable rice, amongst other things. But I'm just saying.
Okay, what provisions has the government made to construct more spillways or to augment the process of the current spillways?
Well, basically none. The reason I'm so upset about this is the fact that if that dam actually does go, the state of California will automatically qualify for over $1 billion worth of emergency relief funding. But if the dam doesn't go, then they're kind of on their own. So I'm kind of wondering if the powers that be are kind of sitting around twiddling their thumbs and hoping it'll just break. Kind of actually worried here. I've been talking to a lot of friends that live up in the area. No. Yeah, no, we're looking at like millions of people that would be at risk of a loss of life if this dam actually went. And I'm not saying it's going to go. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist here, but I'm looking at the facts. And the water tables don't lie. We've had some severe problems with the new spillway they built. It's been sloughing, which means the concrete is separating from the rebar, and it's kind of flaking off. And we've had some water coming up through the earthen dam from underneath that's been kind of seeping onto the spillway from underneath without the gate being open, and nobody's talking about it. And I was kind of wondering if you wanted to address the situation, because I live downstream of that. I'm not the only person that might just lose my life if that thing goes.
Okay, what I would like to say is it sounds as though whoever built the spillway did not use the right concrete or did not vibrate it, which actually gets all the air out. They did not seal it properly. They did not coat it properly. It seems to me
In all those respects, you are exactly right, and I wish that wasn't the case. But when they tried to open the spillway to its maximum release level just a few weeks ago, it caused a vibration. What did they call it? They called it they had a word for it. I'm sorry, I don't remember exactly what it was. It was kind of some reverberation or something that caused the concrete in the spillway to actually kind of screw up a little bit more than usual. I'm sorry, I don't have all the intelligent words for that, but I mean, I'm looking at the spillway. I've been up there just recently. I was up there 4 days ago. I was there walking around in person, and there's water coming up from the concrete underneath of the spillway that's not coming out from the spill gate. It's soaking through the earthen dam. And this is a dirt dam. It's one of the largest earthen dams in the world. And if we lose that, we're looking at an inundation to Sacramento within about an hour. It's not good.
It's an earth dam? How wide?
It's one of the largest earthen dams in the world, and I don't have an exact measurement on its width, but I know it's pretty big. It's one of the largest in the world. I'm sorry, I don't have any fine numbers on that, but it's big. We've got an inflow right now of about 14,000 gallons per second, and we've got an outflow of about 6,600 gallons a second. And the snow melt, the max snow melt for California hasn't even started yet. The rain's just barely stopped.
I think the answer to the vibration is the spillway door itself. Those doors have to be constructed in such a way as there is no shock behind the door. It's avionics technology is basically what they have.
Well, the door of the spillway, technically right now, the door of the spillway is actually underneath the water level, and they haven't opened it yet. But the actual water level of the earthen dam is 8 feet from the top, from the spillover, not the reserve spillway. And if they get to the spillover point, we probably will have a problem. I'm just wanting to keep everybody informed of it. And I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist or some kind of doomsayer here. But I'm just hoping that everybody kind of keeps an eye on this. And I've kind of got the suspicion that if California actually did allow this thing to just blow over and collapse, that they would immediately be qualified for over $1 billion in emergency relief funding. And right now, California has had a lot of money taken away from them by Mr. Trump, who I voted for, just to put that out there. But it doesn't look good. It really doesn't look good, you guys. I'm sitting here on scene. I mean, I was up there just the other day. I was there physically looking at it, and it doesn't look good.
$1 billion in a situation like that would not even scratch the surface of the damage of the homes, the insured. I don't know how the insurance companies work below a dam site like that.
Have you ever had a chance to take into account the inundation area? For if that dam were to implode, have you looked at the inundation area that would be involved?
I believe it's an incredible amount of land.
Yeah, it's very significant. In fact, it would reach Sacramento Valley within about 45 minutes, and the entire San Francisco Bay Delta area would be inundated and totally just screwed. I mean, there's I wish I had a better way to put it, but yeah, we're looking at like 45 minutes to literally millions of people potentially losing their lives. I've got a lot of friends out there in Oroville and Colusa and the valley that are already leaving their homes. That they were up there looking at it just the same as I was, not on the same day, but we all looked at it just the same, and we're all really getting worried.
What about alternate spillways up farther up the river?
No, all the other lakes are full. There are other lakes that are above the Oroville Dam on the Feather River and the other rivers that feed into it, and every one of those lakes is just absolutely full right now. I mean, up to their brim. And their spillways all do work, and they're using them to their maximum potential right now. And, I can look at my phone. If you'll give me just a second here, hold on. Let me, I'm going to go into my messaging here and try to take a look at the spillway damage. Yesterday morning we had 6,700, gallons per second out. And we had 6,300 gallons per hour in, and that was early yesterday morning. Now this morning we've got 6,100 gallons out, and we've got 13,700 gallons in, and it's increasing from there. We're not looking at a good situation.
You clearly have to address other spillways. Less significant right now, but can be very significant in helping to lower the water.
If we had another spillway, I would certainly recommend exactly that. The only problem is that there are no other spillways. They've got one single spillway, one overflow spillway available for the Oroville Dam. And over the course of the past couple of years, we've had a lot of news articles that have been addressing this. And most of them don't have a whole lot positive to say, and in fact, most of them are right. The concrete that was used in the new spillway when they rebuilt it last year, it was substandard. And the rebar was also substandard. And when they tried to test the spillway, see, there are a lot of, I guess they, what do you call them, power plants, hydros, something or others. They release water through, right, the hydroelectric power tunnels. And there are four of them on Oroville Dam. Now, only three of them are working because the other fourth one, it's malfunctioning at the moment, and they've got an absolute max, exhaust volume of about 10,000 gallons.
What about on the fourth one?
And, I'll get back to you after the break about that. If you want to hold me over, I'll get back to you after the break about that. It'll give me more time to look through the phone and get the fine numbers.
Malfunctioning or not, if the turbine is holding up the water and the water's not exiting through there, I would, if it was mine, I would let that turbine run. It's malfunctioning. If it's mechanically perfect, let it run.
News is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, good evening from Targeted, Massachusetts on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. We have two guests on, Jack and Robert, and we're speaking about an earthen dam that is dangerously close to coming down. You can listen. I mean, actually, you can call in with a comment at 800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in and listen, it's 605-313-0163. Go ahead, Jack and Robert.
Go ahead, Jack. I'll let you go first.
Hello, am I there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The Orville Dam is 900 feet high. It's got about 3 cubic miles of water behind it. It has a core of clay, which is impervious to water, so they say, and it's packed on both sides by different size aggregate. But all that aggregate was taken from the Feather River mining sites, which was pebbles. They're round, and they move. They slide. When you normally build a solid road, you use crushed rock because it locks together, and you usually put lime in there to freeze it up. All these were actually mistakes back then. And when the dam was built, the major spillway took a dip in it. 2 years ago, in that dip area is where the thing came apart.
Yep.
That dip area was back in the day. There was an engineer or another guy. I don't know if he's an engineer.
Excuse me, Jack. We have Jay from California as well, and I imagine he is interested in speaking with the two of you.
He said,
come on, Jay.
Yes, good evening, sir. Thank you for discussing this extremely important topic. It's difficult to express to the outside world how significant and important this is. I'd like to thank the gentleman who called in earlier for doing his homework and caring enough to get the information out. The reason that it might sound a bit cynical about this billion-dollar federal emergency fund is because in the last 10 or 15, 20 years, there's a phenomenon known as disaster industry. For example, in Katrina, tons and tons and tons of money went in there. And as we know, most of it, a lot of it anyway, went into private pockets, especially politicians. And the politicians
okay, can you direct this to Jack and Robert because they are on there with you?
Yeah, we're right here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the leftist politicians of California are corrupt to the absolute max. They would love to have that $1 billion to do whatever they want to with, and they could care less about the population. The local officials lie and cover up and whitewash. Comments?
Well, yeah, of course, but that dam is the issue, and its original design wasn't close to perfect. And
okay, let me interject something. We only have probably 30, 40 seconds left, so I want you both to email me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. And I'd like to see if Sam will pass this information along to the other hosts at RBN so they can at least get a warning out there to the people in California so that you can mass together and demonstrate, if necessary, tomorrow against this. Because this is too big a risk, and we have too much money going into government pockets. And we have millions of lives at stake.
Thank you, Frank. You did right, man.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Please email me. Thank you so much. And good night, folks, and God bless.
Regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem, Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.